Hello everyone, welcome to the Indian Cycling Podcast. We are going to be talking today about the Track Asian Cup that took place in Delhi from 11th September to 13th. And to tell us all that, we have Indian track cycling legend Maxwell Trevor. Welcome back, Maxwell sir.
Thank you, Harsha.
So you were at the event as an official. Now, can you tell us what the Track Asia Cup is?
Yeah, the Track Asia Cup is an event that started 6 years back, and it first started basically to bring more competition to the Indian team. It was this tournament is conducted by the Cycling Federation of India, and for the first 4 years it was conducted by the CFI inviting teams from various countries to take part. And that really helped the Indian team to get more exposure to competitions and really improve. But the last 2 years, this event is recognized by the UCI. Once it's recognized by the UCI, it's considered to be a class one event. And because of that, this event carries points. All riders who take part in it get some points, though the winners get more points. So this adds to the tally for the world ranking. And ever since then, the last 2 years, the competition in this event is really tremendously improved because of it being recognized by the UCI. The very fact is that the number of participants have increased, the number of countries have increased, and the level of competition also has increased in the last 6 years.
So what is the difference between the Asian Track Championship, which for example took place in Jakarta in January of 2019, and this event?
There are three major Asian championships that take, in fact two major Asian championships that take part. One is the Asian Games, the other is the Asian Cycling Championship. You have the Asian Cycling Championship for road, you also have the Asian Cycling Championship for track. Now this is something that is conducted every year. As I said, this is to bring more exposure to the Indian team, as well as get more competitors to come and participate in India. And many of the competitors really have a very different opinion about Indian cycling. But when they come to Delhi, that opinion changes, because the velodrome in Delhi is a world standard, world class velodrome. And the timings that the Indian riders are getting at these tournaments and on this velodrome is outstanding. So this Asia Track Cup, I think, is a great bonus to the Indian team and to other teams around Asia, because there are not many competitions in cycling. So I think that there should be many more Asia Cups like this in different parts of Asia, to bring more competition to various teams and increase the performance and level of cycling in Asia.
So what is the level of athletes who are coming to these events?
Obviously, they are good athletes, because the timing talks for itself. Now, like if you check the timings in the 1 kilometer and in the individual pursuit and in the sprint, these timings are outstanding. I mean, they are world-class timings. If you see 1:03, that also is clocked by Ronaldo. 1:03 in a kilometer is something that India never even thought about in the past years. So if you check the timings of the other teams as well, the competition is so close that you probably have like 4 or 5 or 6 riders in fractions making the difference from first to second to third. And this goes down right to 5th and 6th place. So this itself says that there is a good competition, and the timing says it all, that there are good riders coming. And since it is open beyond Asia as well, you have like the last year we had Ashton from the US, a pursuer who came. This time Ashton was at the World Championship, and he created a world record in the 4,000 meters, 4 kilometer individual pursuit. So there is a good competition, and people, more and more riders are taking part. And if you check in the first 4 years, there were 5 or 6 teams that took part in the first and second year, but now you have 15 and 16 teams taking part. So obviously this event is growing, the competition is growing, the timing says it all, and more and more participants, the number of participants are increasing. So I think overall it is a good competition. There were good riders, and the overall performance was really excellent.
So one of the big news to come out of Indian cycling in the recent months was the way the junior track team performed at the World Junior Championships, and they won a lot of medals. They created a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
Now the same team was here, Ronaldo Singh, SO, and they were actually taking part in the events, and Ronaldo Singh actually won 4 medals in the junior events.
Yeah.
But SO went over to the elite events and he won 1 gold in Keirin. Now, is there a larger thinking behind sending SO into the elite events while he's still, I think, 17 years old?
Yes. I think this is a very good move. One for one is that you're putting a junior rider to compete with a higher level of competition, which ultimately by next year he has to take part in the senior and in the men elite. And there's another reason. The coach always decides to get the maximum number of medals. He puts his best junior rider in the men's section, and what happens there is, instead of getting a gold and a silver in the juniors, the opportunity and the chances of getting 2 golds, one in the seniors and one in the juniors, are much better, which did happen in Delhi. So I think it's a very good move of the coach, and it works always to benefit the rider and the country. One is the rider, the junior rider, gets more exposure in the senior level. 2 is that you get another extra medal. So I think it's a very good move, and it also gives an opportunity to the juniors to get a gold, because ESO has gone into another group. So if you look at it from any angle, I think it's a very positive move, and it's a very good move that was made by the Indian coach.
So why is it that Indian juniors are doing so well? Because this is something that if you're doing well at the international, obviously you'll do well against a select set of Asian teams, that is given. But what is it that they are doing right that suddenly we are seeing this crop of medals?
One for sure is there's a lot of good management with this Cycling Federation of India. It's not like the previous Cycling Federation of India. There's a lot of changes made. 2 is that they appointed the best coaches. We have R.K. Sharma, we have V.N. Singh. These guys have proved themselves to be excellent coaches. And they've actually made these riders from nothing. Because if you check these riders, the background of these riders, they were picked up from the talent scouting. And they were picked up when they had absolutely no cycling background at all. They were just picked by their physical appearance, by their physical... They had a few kind of tests like jumps, and just checking their basic physical abilities, and they worked on them from that level to bring them to a world champion. I think it takes a lot, and no doubt the credit has to go to the coaches and the Cycling Federation of India.
And even the training is now taking place in Germany and other international venues.
Yeah, the training in Germany, they were there for around 3 months before the world championship. So now they get these opportunities of going for 2 to 3 months before a competition to train in that particular country, which will definitely help them a lot. One is that they'll be training with all the other riders there, and again, as I said, it's exposure to train with better riders, to get a feel of the surface of that velodrome, and basically to get accustomed to everything around in that country.
So the women's contingent didn't have a great outing. Both Deborah Herald and Mayuri Luthi had a disappointing event. So is there any hope that they will be able to improve by the time the Asian Track Championship comes up?
Yeah, you have to understand that sometimes that even the best rider has a bad day and nothing seems to work for him, and there's nothing that can be done about that. So they are very good riders, but maybe it was just not their day. So, and they definitely have the opportunity and the chance to do very well by the Asian Championship.
So we talked about getting international exposure and competing against some serious track talent, but just the act of being in a competition, that can also be a very good learning experience for a lot of the, especially the younger riders.
That's exactly what I said. That's what I said. There should be many more Asian Cups like this held around Asia to for this very reason, to for riders to get an opportunity to compete and to take part in Asian Championships and ride with better riders and ride with different riders from all around Asia. That itself is a great exposure, and that itself brings a lot of, you know, sometimes only by looking at a rider you learn so much. By looking, sometimes there's a problem in one area of your riding, but then when you cannot really rectify it because you don't have a practical view, you can't see somebody, right? But when you see these riders live, and when you see them the way they warm up, you see the way they ride, there are so many things you learn, and there's so many ways you can apply that to your own riding and make a difference and really benefit you.
So having seen this event, what do you think will be India's performance at the Asian level? So SOI and Ronaldo have done pretty well at the junior level, but I'm interested more in the senior level.
If you ask me, I would look at the timing more than the medals they won. The timing says it all. They've done an excellent timing in the 1 kilometer. 1:03 is definitely a kind of a, we are looking at an Asian gold, and he has scope of even improving a little more on that, maybe another 1-1.5 second. So based on his timing, I think they are going to do excellently, extremely well.
So you are raising our hopes here, because suddenly now I am thinking about 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
No, if you ask me 2020 Tokyo Olympics, I don't think, because the team is not even preparing for the 2020 Olympics. They are looking for the 2024 Olympics.
Right, because they are also young.
Yeah, and the very fact, even the Cycling Federation of India made it very clear to the government of India that we are not expecting, or we are not even training for the 2020, but we are looking at the 2024. So when it comes to Olympics, then I there's no hopes that I'm giving you, but definitely for the 2024, I think we have a lot of chances, we'll have a lot of hope. But I'm comparing the timing from the Asia Cup to the Asian Championship and the Asian Games, and I'm only looking at the timing, and by, because as I said, timing cannot lie. So the timing that these guys brought, I'm sure that they're going to win medals, and I think it's going to be one of the best Asian Championships India has ever had.
So if I am a cycling enthusiast and you know, I want to follow more regional events and national events, both road, track, MTB. So what are the big events that we can actually follow?
In India, we have just one track nationals, one road nationals, and one MTB nationals. These, in India, these are the big major events that you can follow. And you'll see the same riders ride in the nationals, in the track nationals. So, you know, you'll see them, the performance, you'll see the timing. But I think we need to look beyond the nationals, as the Federation is doing. The Federation is really focusing on international events. They are focusing on the 2024 Olympics. And I think that's a great move, because as long as you focus on the national level, you tend to think that that is the end of the road, and that is the last that you're looking at. But when you focus on Asian Championships and Olympics, I think this is the kind of results you get, like what you're getting now from the Indian team.
So I was asking more from a perspective of an enthusiast who wants to follow these events. So when are the regional and the national events going to take place?
The track nationals will be sometime in November.
Mm-hmm.
And the road nationals will be in November, sorry. The track nationals are in December. So these are, maybe dates will change a little bit here and there, but the months definitely will remain the same, November and December. November for road and December for track. So I think these are the two major events that you should be following and looking for some really good performance. I think there are going to be a few national records broken this year. So
you mean on the road side or on the track?
On both. I think you're going to have some records on the road and the track, because I've seen the level of performance in the riders at the track and the road, And I think there's some outstanding riders, teams that are coming up. The road and the track, we have some really good riders. We have they have an excellent team. The services have an excellent team. The railways have an excellent team. So these guys are really, I think they're going to really perform well at the forthcoming nationals.
So you said road also might see new records. So who do you expect to be doing well on the road?
I cannot give you specific names, but I can tell you teams. As I said, there are many riders in the services that I think will do very well. Karnataka's for one. We have some good junior riders there. And Navin John is there. I mean, he's been doing very well at the national level for the last 5-6 years. So I think you look for these teams. You look for the riders from, I don't know who they are going to field, because in the services they have so many riders that they have a problem for their own selection. Mm-hmm. The riders are so close. It's the same in the railways. You have so many good riders that you know, some of the riders in the railways, when they are not selected, they come through the state.
Mm.
So you have some real good riders in these units. So ultimately I don't know who's going to finally be selected and who will participate, but I'm sure services, railways, Karnataka. And of course, if you ask me from the past experience, Navin John, I think these are the guys you need to follow and look out for.
So I'm not able to get you to say Telangana, sir.
I'm really hopeful at the junior level. I'm really hopeful at the junior level because I think, especially in the track nationals, we have a very good junior team. So I was talking to you about the senior level.
Yeah.
So now if you ask me about the junior level, definitely Telangana has a great opportunity, has a great chance, because we have some excellent riders, especially in the under 18 and under 16, and I'm sure that we'll get medals this time. Last year we did get, but I think we'll double our tally this time.
Oh, that's we'll see if that prediction comes true, sir.
I hope.
Maxwell sir, thank you for coming back on the show. We have a lot of fans from your last episode. People still talk about how they actually liked listening to that episode, the way you were able to explain the sport and things like that. And we hope to see you back very soon, because you are an official at so many events, so we can get a lot of information out of you.
Thank you, Harsha. Thank you so much. I think I need to congratulate you guys. You guys are doing a great job to promote the sport, and I really, hats off to you guys. Keep up the good work and keep promoting the sport. This has been podcast has been reached to so many people, because I get feedbacks as well, and they tell me that so many of them are listening to the podcast and they're learning so much. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've got so many calls from all over the country telling me that they've learned so much from the podcast, and there were some people who told me that there are certain questions that we asked that we never asked before. So they feel very excited to hear these new things, that the new questions, and they feel that they learn a lot from this podcast. So I think you guys are doing a great job. Thank you,
sir.